Bibles, you can open your Bibles to Acts chapter 4 with me. Are we on? I got me? And we're good? Hallelujah. I want to build a little foundation for the message this morning. You know, in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus asked his disciples, well, who does man say that I am? And they responded and said, some say John the Baptist, and some Elias, and some Jeremiah, and some one of the prophets. But he says, but who do you say I am? And Simon answered, that you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, blessed are thee, Simon Bar-Jonah, or son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I'll name you Peter, which is Petros, which is a piece of the rock. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You know, this word was a prophetic word that was spoken over Peter, because Peter hadn't stepped into that office yet until the day of Pentecost. The Bible says that the day of Pentecost, Peter was empowered to be the rock and to be in the rock. Amen? So I want you to turn with me to Acts chapter 4 this morning. Acts chapter 4, you're already there. I'm not. Begin to read with verse number 8. And the word of God says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he was made whole, be it known unto you and all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Today's the title of this morning's message is a rock in a hard place. And what I'm talking about is Jesus, the Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And God, Christ rocks in power. He rocks in strength. He rocks in identity, and he rocks in fellowship. And so that's what we want to bring across today. So can we lift our word together in the house and make a declaration? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, your word declares that it'll never return unto you void. So, Father, I pray, Father God, Spirit of the living God, speak through me today. Speak to this congregation. May the word that comes forth be edifying. May it be exhorting. And may it be comforting to the hearer. And when all is said and all is done and all is accomplished, you'll receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, I want to focus your attention this morning to verse 13, and that's where I want to speak this morning. He said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, he rocks in power. And I'm talking about Holy Ghost power working in you and I. You know, Jesus told his disciples in Luke chapter 24, verse 49, he says, "Behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power on high." We find in Acts 1:8, he says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth." So what we're talking about first is he rocks in power. The apostle Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he began to preach, and there was 3,000 people that were added to the church in one day. I want you to understand something as we're looking at God's word. He says, "Signs and wonders will follow them that believe." The signs and wonders don't precede them for them to believe. In other words, when we start winning people to Jesus, signs and wonders can't help but follow. He says, "All power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You'll speak with new tongues. You'll take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." And in other words, it comes with the gospel. Amen. Signs and wonders is following Peter and the apostles and the disciples of Christ because they're leading people to Jesus. Amen. That's the greatest miracle of it all. Amen. So many times we want to get caught up in the miracle, but we don't want to get caught up in the souls coming to the kingdom of God. So look with me. Look to your neighbor and say, "He rocks in power." Turn to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. The word of God says in verse 14, "And believers were more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women." Notice that multitudes are coming to Jesus. "And so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, at the least of the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." Say, "He rocks with power. Signs follow them that believe." In other words, when Jesus met Peter to begin with in John 1:42, he said, "Your name is Cephas," which meant little stone. You know, the word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 2, 5, you and I are living stones, all right? We're living stones built up to a spiritual house to make sacrifices unto the Lord. And I want you to understand that you're in the rock, and Christ Jesus said you're part of the rock. Let me say this to you. If you were to take a diamond and cut a diamond out of a diamond, What would be that you cut out of the diamond? What would it be called? A diamond. And we're part of Christ Jesus, so we're part of the rock. Amen? God wants you to understand who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen? He wants us to understand that all power has been given to us in heaven and earth. Amen? That he transferred the authority and the power to you and I. Just as Peter was leading people to Jesus, and as he was leading people to Jesus, signs and wonders and miracles were taking place. That's what takes place when we lead people to the Lord. You know, you say, "Well, Pastor, you know, miracles are happening all over the foreign nations." You know why? Because of all the foreign nations are leading people to Jesus. There are multitudes and multitudes coming to Jesus. And as the multitudes come to Jesus, signs and wonders follow them. Amen? All of a sudden, there's people being raised from the dead. There's limbs growing out. There's eyes appearing. There's all kinds of signs and wonders that are taking place. Amen. I want you to understand that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he hasn't changed. He is still the Lord that heals you. Amen. You know, the problem with America is we fell asleep. God wants us to wake up. Amen. He wants us to wake up. It's time for the church to arise and the enemy be scattered. Amen. We give the adversary too much space. Amen. I think it's time for us to start taking back some things that belong to the kingdom of God. You know, it belongs to him. And he's given us power to take it and to have it and possess it. Are you with me, anybody? You know, look at your neighbor and say, turn the page. Go to Acts chapter 9. Some of you think that you're too far gone for the Lord. You've had this sickness for so long. You've had this disease for a long time. Oh, you don't understand. I've had heart disease since I was a kid. I'm a diabetic. I'm this, I'm that. Amen? Let me ask you something. Reach up and pinch yourself. Everybody, pinch yourself. Did anybody feel anything? Ow. You're alive, right? You know, in Acts chapter 9, verse number 39, the Bible says that Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats of garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up, and when he had called his saints and widows, presented her alive. Amen? I mean, she was dead, okay? If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. Is anybody here?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. What is the word for it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God wants to lift up your faith. He wants to strengthen your faith. You know, you can't move a mountain without faith. He said if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed, and it's out of your way. Amen? So many times we magnify the mountain instead of magnifying our Lord. Amen? Amen? Hey, I know there's a wind of the Spirit that's getting ready to blow across from the body of Christ. I know there's some fresh air coming. Amen? Amen? I know that some places and some areas you might have been breathing some stale air, but there's some fresh air coming. Amen. I don't know about you. When it gets all stuffy in the car, it's all sudden, it's kind of nice to roll down the window and let some fresh air comes in. And that fresh air blows on you and gives you a refreshing. And that's what's going to happen when the wind of the Spirit starts blowing. There's a refreshing wind that's coming, and it's going to refresh you. But you have to breathe in. Breathe deeply in. Take a deep breath. It's all right. It's all right. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God said he has your back. He said he'll never leave you, never forsake you. He says when the enemy comes in like a flood, he's going to do something for you. He's going to raise a standard against them. Amen? Makes me want to smile. Hallelujah. Huh? Amen. He rocks. I don't know about you, but he rocks my world. I know he rocks in power. You know, and turn this, look at your neighbor and say, he rocks in power. Tell him to turn the page. In Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 10, verse 44. The Bible says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Amen. This speaks of Holy Ghost impartation. Amen. How many needs a refreshing in their lives? Amen. I don't know about you, you know, but sometimes things get a little stale. So look at your neighbor and say, hey. He rocks in power. You know, when we get in unity together, there's things that take place in the atmosphere. Amen? Amen? You know, so when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they're rocking in the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, and they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. In other words, let me say this. These gentlemen weren't public speakers. They were fishermen. They weren't standing up and preaching and teaching the things of God. But something took place in their life when the Holy Spirit took control. And all of a sudden, but you shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's what happened to Peter and John. And now they were rocking in strength of the Holy Ghost. In other words, they had strength from the Father. Amen? In other words, their weakness, there was strength that comes from heaven. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse number 26. Verse 26 says, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. In other words, he rocks in strength. Look to your neighbor and say, he rocks in strength. Look to the mother on the other side and say, he rocks in strength. Now look at the next one and say, you rock in strength. Because of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Apostle Paul was given a heavenly vision in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 9. And Jesus said unto Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Look at your neighbor and say, he rocks in strength. Then Paul said, most gladly, therefore, rather glory in my infirmities or my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. In other words, what these gentlemen understood and what the apostles understood, it wasn't their power, it was his power. It wasn't their strength, it was his strength. You know, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen. So when I say, I can't do this, you're right. But with his strength, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You hear what he's saying? He said, on your own strength, you can't accomplish and do the things that you've been trying to do because you're trying to do it in your own strength and your own power. He said, get connected to my power, and I'll give you strength to overcome. To break every chain. Break every chain. I don't know about you, but that speaks to my heart. Amen. You see, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, that they were rocking in power, that they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They were rocking in strength. Amen. And The Bible says they marveled and took knowledge of them. They recognized they had a new identity. They were rocking in identity is what I'm saying with that. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, the Word of God says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Look to your neighbor and say, I rock in identity. My identity is in Christ Jesus. In Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I have a new identity. Amen. You know, hey, God gave us a do-over. Amen. He gave us a brand new beginning. Amen. He wiped the slate clean. He said he removed our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. I don't know about you, but that gives me some excitement in my heart. Amen. That gives me some praise. That's why I can't help but praise him when I come in the house. That's why I can't help but give him glory when I wake up in the morning. I wake up in the morning to give him praise, and I'll give him glory that I get out of the bed. Amen. That I've got the legs that I can move. Amen. I got a mouth I can talk, and it's a big mouth. Hallelujah. And I've got a loud mouth, but I'm a loud mouth for Jesus. Hallelujah, because he's delivered me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to say. He put a song in my heart today, a song of praise. Hallelujah, he brought me out.
He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah.
Can somebody give him a shout? That was weak. Give a shout. Amen. You know what the Bible said in Psalms 22, God is holy and he inhabits the praises of his people. You looking for God to do something in your life? Praise him. Give him some praise. Give him a shout again. That woo woo woo. What you got?
Woo woo woo
woo.
Because three's a holy number.
Three's a holy number.
You do it three times. Three's a holy
number. Okay. One, two, three. Ha! Ha! Woo! Woo!
That's right. That's a holy hoop. It's called a holy hoop.
Hey, you can't have fun in church? Amen. Look with me in Colossians chapter 1. Verse number 26. It says, even the mystery which have been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to this his working, which worketh in me mightily. In other words, God says, well, you've got a brand new identity. This identity rocks. Man, I got a hard crowd today.
It ain't that bad.
You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the problem with the Bible so many times is we have to see something to believe it. God wants to get something in your spirit today. He wants you to understand, because of what Christ did on Calvary and because God gave you the Holy Spirit, that you rock in power. God wants you to understand, because Jesus died on the cross and sent you the Holy Spirit, you rock in strength. God wants you to understand, because Jesus died on the cross And since you're the Holy Spirit, you rock in a new identity. Amen. It's no longer I that liveth, it's Christ that liveth in me, and my body is now the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've got Holy Ghost power. I got Holy Ghost strength. I got Holy Ghost identity. I don't have to go and wonder and look and try to figure out who I am. I know who I am because I'm everything he said I am. Hallelujah. I'm everything he said I am. And he's not a lie, a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he needs to repent. He said it, and it's true, and that's just it. Said it, period. No question marks. Exclamation mark. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they were rocking in power. They perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They rocked in strength. They marveled. They marveled, then took knowledge of them. They rocked in identity. And here's the key. That they had been with Jesus. That they had been with Jesus. They rocked in fellowship. Koinonia, partnership. Koinonia means partnership. They were a partner with him in the solid rock. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse number 4. The Apostle Paul says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you until the end, that you may be blameless and the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Fellowship, koinonia, partnership. Amen. We're in a partnership. I'm a partner of heaven. Amen. You're a partner of heaven. Amen. Amen. We might be recognized as heaven nights. Heaven nights. I know we're people from heaven that's living on earth. Amen. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and powers and every name that's named. Okay? We're seated in heavenly places. I'm a heaven knight. Amen. I used to be an American, but the Lord brought me out of the clay, set me on the rock to stay, and now I'm a heaven knight. I'm a sojourner here. I'm a foreigner from another nation. I'm a representative of heaven. You're a representative of heaven. You're a heavenite. Look at your neighbor and say, you're a heavenite. Hey, Amen. Are you with me? Peter and John, Lord, turn with me to 1 John. I'll close.
Hallelujah. Amen. Man, that's wrong time. Oh, who's over there? But I like where you're headed.
You're cool. Look with me at 1 John chapter 1, verse number 1. You know, the Word of God says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the Word of life. The Word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was what the Father, which was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You know, he wants us to know, just with as Peter and John stood up with Holy Ghost boldness, that we rock with power because of the rock. Because of the rock of, you know, this ministry, Greatest Freedom Ministries, this building was built on a rock. That's built on a rock. It's built on a rock that's built on a rock. And it's built on Christ Jesus. He is the chief cornerstone. He is the one that sets the plumb line. He's the one that keeps the wall straight. He's the one that helps the foundation stand strong. Amen? So in closing today, the rock knocks. The rock knocks. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him, and he with me." In other words, what he is saying, he came to reverse the curse. He came to reverse the curse. There's generational curses that families walk in and operate. He's come to reverse that. You see, it begins with fellowship. It begins with asking him to come into your heart and your life as your Lord and Savior. And as you do that, he gives you and I a new identity. We became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Then I have strength from the inside to overcome every weapon the enemy forms against me. He says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And then he gives me the power to reach others with what he gave to me. See, God came to reverse the curse. The curse of sin has been broken, and we have perfect liberty. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cross of Calvary. We thank you for when you were on the cross, you said it is finished, it is complete. It was a finished work. It's been done. Maybe you're here today and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Or maybe one time you've accepted him, but you've drifted away. You're not at that place you once were. If that is you, just say, "Pastor, I need Jesus. I need to renew that fellowship." Is that you? Is there anybody at all? I see your hand. Anybody? Father, I thank you that you're the searcher of all hearts. I thank you that in this house, that everyone that's in this place knows you. They're identified in you. Now, Father God, we're going to talk about strength to overcome. How many are here will say, "Hey, Pastor, I'm battling with some things that I haven't had the strength to overcome and I need help." Is that you? Slip up your hand. Just say, "That's you. That's me. I need some strength." I see the hand. I see the hand. I see the hand. I see the hand. See, hands are going up all over the place. So can we just stand up in the congregation? You know, when I was a kid, you know, we used to play army. And when you got taken by the other army, you had to raise your hands and surrender. It was an act of surrender. And the Bible tells us to lift holy hands. And so what I'd like for you to do is, if we could just lift our hands in the sanctuary, this is an act of surrender, that we're surrendering to his will today. Father, I thank you for everyone that's gathered in this room. Just as Peter spake your word and there was an impartation given, Father God. The Lord, your word declares your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So you see what's going on in each and every life of those that raise their hands in this room today. Holy Ghost, Father, I pray that you strengthen them and your power and might. Father, give them the power to be an overcomer, to walk in your fullness, Father God, of your power, that no weapon that's coming against them will prosper, that they'll bind those weapons, that you've given them the keys to the kingdom of heaven, means that they can open or they can lock. Lord, today, I pray right now that things be loose from them in the Jesus' name. And they put on the armor of God. Cover them, Father God. Protect them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Cover them with your robe of righteousness, Father God. And we'll never cease to give you praise and glory.